News coming your way from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom and also in the 4 o'clock hour. I should tell you that Sweet Lou Kanellis is going to be joining us with the what I would consider to be the dire story of the Chicago Bears right now. You know, I was watching the NFL yesterday. It seems, is it my imagination? I'll ask Lou this directly, but is it my imagination that we, when you watch the Bears, you're not seeing the same sort of smooth kind of offensive machine that you're seeing like everywhere else in the NFL?
It's not your imagination.
Oh my gosh. I mean, there was actually that New Orleans,
yeah, San Francisco
mm-hmm. game yesterday was one of the best football games I have ever seen. I mean, it was like last year when Kansas City played the Chargers. No, the Rams. Played the Rams, and there was that crazy shootout game. Same thing yesterday. I mean, it was so much fun. And then you get to see, like in the National Football Conference, this isn't really going to be so easy. That's all I want to say. Even if they make the playoffs, I mean, who are they going to beat? But I'll save that for Lou.
Yeah, and you know, the worst part about that game was it ended on a Robbie Gould field goal.
Right, but you know what was really funny was the announcers of that game were saying, well, you know, Robbie Gould's had an up and down season. I'm like, I would take that up and down season under all circumstances.
Sign up for it.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're joined now on the Super Celebrity Hotline by Ed Wojcicki. He is the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police Executive Director, and we're going to talk about the new marijuana laws are going into effect in 3 weeks, because I gotta say, Ed, people are confused right now about what's going to happen. There was that story last week that you're going to jail if you're smoking on your front porch, and then people are like, wait, can I smoke if you're like on the third floor and you got like a balcony? Can you go outside and smoke? What can you do? What can't you do? So let's talk a little bit about what the enforcement is going to mean for you guys, and will it be uniform throughout the state? That's the first question.
You know, it's a great question. We would like it for it to be as uniform as possible, but because there are some ambiguities in the law, I suspect that it won't be quite uniform. And, you know, police and the citizens are going to have to learn together exactly what's going to happen.
Can I just ask you a question? Why is that? Is it because the state, I'm going to guess, I'm going to throw this at you and tell me if it's right, that the state law is pretty vague, right, in terms of enforcement?
Well, some aspects of it are, for example, you can't, one thing that people need to know is right now it will be against the law to be driving and smoking marijuana at the same time.
Right.
Just like you can't drink and drive, okay. Or you're not supposed to anyway. But where people are going to start getting confused is it's also against the law to be walking down the sidewalk and smoking. You know, you can't do that according to the law. There's only certain places where you're allowed to do it. And they wanted the intent of the law was to allow you to use it at your own residence.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also put some language in that says if a person can reasonably see you from a public place, then you can't do it there. And that's where the confusion comes about front porches in particular, you know, because, you know, a lot of people don't like to have anybody smoke in their houses
right.
anymore.
Right.
And so they would probably want to send them out to the front porch or the garage to smoke marijuana, you know. And I would say right now, you know, we're really trying to get clarification on that. The city of Chicago says don't do it on your front porch. But when we review it, we say, well, you know what, we're really not sure. And we actually asked the legislators to clarify that when they did the trailer bill last month, but they decided not to touch that.
Wow. So it depends on the municipality in terms of enforcement, right? I mean, there will be some municipalities that will have the resources to enforce it. I kind of imagine that Chicago is not going to have the resources to enforce that. I mean, there are a lot of other things going on here.
Well, that could be. You know, I don't speak for any particular
right,
department like the city of Chicago, but you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that's that. But I mean, unless you know they're trying to get onto a property for another reason. Hey, I want to ask you about the test for impairment while driving. Would that not smoking while driving, but perhaps being under the influence while driving. There is a separate test for that, right?
Well, there's not a test like a breathalyzer, and that's another part of the problem. But right now, they can do a test to see if you're impaired on drugs as well as alcohol while you're driving, and that usually involves a blood test. And they can also do a field sobriety test. And if you fail the field sobriety test, you know, they may not know for sure whether it's because of alcohol or some other drug, or whether it's marijuana or some other drug, but certainly you can smoke marijuana and fail the field sobriety test.
But can you be ticketed on the scene with driving while impaired without a blood test to prove that you are either drunk or high?
Well, you could be ticketed, yes, but then still, most likely they would have to take you to have the blood test done. And we're going to have to wait and see what the courts do, because there's the science about all of this is not really settled. And so, you know, if you don't get your blood test till 4 hours after you're pulled over,
right,
you know, that might show, well, you're not impaired, but then that may not prove anything because of what we might learn about, you know, how quickly a person doesn't become impaired.
Right. And there's another issue there too, right? Because the question about actually submitting to a blood test versus a breathalyzer, right, because a blood test is a more invasive kind of a test. And, you know, there have been issues with that over the years legally.
Yes, there have been, and we suspect that there will be additional legal challenges after this happens. You know, a lot of things are going to be settled in the courts over the next 2 or 3 years or maybe longer. It's just true.
It's funny. I hate to say it, but I know that we needed to get this thing done quickly, and there was, but it wasn't like this wasn't already happening. It's been legal in a number of states, and they were, and now with this governor, the previous governor, Governor Rauner, didn't seem to be, in favor of this, but for whatever revenue purposes or whatever it happens to be, to try to get this thing up and going so quickly and have it so in my opinion, I'm not putting words in your mouth, Ed, this is in my opinion completely, that to have this mismanaged and just not thought out thoroughly, because there are other standards that states that have been doing this for a while, whether it's California or Nevada or anywhere, or Colorado, they got it worked out. They at least better than what we have, and we seem to be just sort of baby stepping in, like we're the first ones ever to do it, and it's weird to me. I mean, are you guys on the law enforcement side? You're clearly as confused as the rest of us are, right, about what the enforcement's going to look like?
Well, we're trying not to be confused, because come January 1st, we do have to enforce it. And so we're trying to put out some basic guidelines, like, you know, like I said, don't smoke and drive and don't be smoking in your house and go out 5 minutes later and drive, because you certainly risk being impaired. But, we're going to, one of the, like in Colorado, you say that one of the things they did in Colorado, my understanding is they actually set up special locations where people would go for these blood tests. And we don't have that kind of thing in Illinois.
That infrastructure we're probably going to need. Ed, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time on this. Thank you.
Ed, oh, you're welcome.
Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police Executive Director. All right. We've got the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2.